And we're back with Kissing Cocktails. I'm Amber Rose.
And I'm just Christy.
I love doing that. I know. You know what? We decided a little bit ago, you know, you didn't want to do like a last name. And what actually happened? Because you were just like, yeah, I'm just Christy.
Yeah. Like, well, because you're like, I'm Amber Rose. I mean, like, I can't use my middle name because I have two middle names. So, I mean,
like, do you want to share what they are?
Christy Mary Catherine. I mean, like, that's a mouthful.
That sounds like a English queen.
Oh, well, thanks.
Christy Mary Catherine.
I'll start drinking with my pinky out.
You should. You should. It's not fancy unless your pinky's
right. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
So I told Christy that I've been on this healthy eating kick. We'd actually talked about this last time.
Yep.
I went ahead and dove back in. I ordered all my stuff.
By the way, she forgot to tell me about it, so I could not order my stuff.
I'm gonna send her a link in 40 minutes here. I'm gonna send her a link. And because I already feel better.
And when
better.
Did you start it?
I started last Wednesday. I started Friday.
Yeah. Okay, so a week. You've been doing it a week. And a week. You already feel better. That's awesome.
I already feel better.
Let the listeners know what the name of it is again.
Oh, so it's Optavia. It's through one of my friends, Rachel Best. She is super bubbly. I think she's dropped like 100 and some pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
The Rachel I know?
No. So that's a different Rachel.
I was going to say, because the Rachel I know is always thin. I'm like, where in the hell did she have 100 pounds lose?
In fact, I'm going to show you a picture right now, because actually I don't think Rachel would mind at all if I shared this. And we'll actually probably tweet this on our page. So her transformation, like her drive to just change what she was doing is crazy. Okay. So there she is. You guys can't see this. You guys will see this. I think that is actually more than 100 pounds. But she's always been fabulous. I mean, she's always super cute. You can see she's still super cute, even with
a little
extra weight. Yeah. But now she just feels, I don't know. She just feels good. And I admire that for her. And I love that for her, because I like to see a female who is feeling empowered and feeling good and feeling like she can conquer the world and feeling like there is nothing standing in the way between her and happiness. And that is Rachel.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times it doesn't matter what size you are. It's all about the inside and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes revamping yourself like Rachel did
in
order to feel better, to feel empowered, to feel that way. And so, yeah, I could definitely do that. Plus, when you feel better, you just feel better.
You know? Well, you feel more ready to knock over mountains,
conquer the world.
I totally agree. When I'm feeling sad and blue or whatnot, you know, like I don't feel like getting out of bed, and I feel like every mountain, are you kidding me? Every molehill is too overwhelming, let alone the mountains.
Like, right. Totally agree.
Forget conquering the world when I'm
sad.
But
hey guys, I just wanted to let you know, we are actually drinking White Claw today.
Yes. Yeah. Did you get yourself a drink?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
I have black cherry. And
oh, perfect.
Amber has
natural lime.
Nice.
This has really low carbs. This is something that I'm able to do with my kind of healthy eating.
Exactly.
Because they're very specific about what you can have.
Right. And it's hard seltzer. So, you know, it's a healthier way to drink.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that next time we'll do the, like we had talked about, where you put the alcohol with the flavored water.
Yes. And actually, because I just messaged Rachel yesterday, because I was fiending for a drink, and she gave me like two really good alcohols, and just that reminder of what we could put in the zero calorie flavoring. So anyway, I'll make sure I have that for next time.
I have some here all the time.
You do? Perfect.
Yeah, always. Good. Because my youngest one loves to put that in his water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good habit.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, I like to make him, I mean, he drinks a 7-Up every once in a while. Tries to drink it every day, but I really prefer water. And then we have those flavorings that he could, you know, use. Plus they have a root beer one. I'll check to see if it's zero calories.
Interesting.
You can do root. It tastes like root beer.
No way.
It does.
So you've tried it?
It tastes like A&W. And we'll, if it's zero calories, I'll get it and we'll try it with the whipped cream vodka and it'll be like a root beer float.
That's a good idea.
So that's what we'll make next time.
I like it. I like where your head's at. I like that you already keep that stuff here. That's really nice.
Yes, yes. Yep, I had a little cabinet with the liquor in it.
I was actually telling Christy the topic that was on my mind today was communication. And actually, Rachel has been making me think about this a lot because she texts me every day to make sure that I'm staying on track, to make sure that I'm good. And I find myself having a hard time communicating with her. I mean, she's wonderful. I love talking to her. It has nothing to do with her. But I realize at somewhere inside of me, I want to hold back because I'm so afraid I'm going to fail, I think. And I'm so afraid that, like, I'm going to jinx this, you know? And
right.
I am, like, getting in my own way when it comes to communicating with her.
Now, was this communication like that prior to this dieting? Or was it because
no. of so, this? I mean, we still talk, yes, several times a week before right. this, yeah. But once I started this, then she's communicating every day. And it's specifically about this, you know, how are you doing? Here's a great video to watch about like what your body may be going through today.
Right.
And then tomorrow, you know, she may send me a great idea for a Lean and Green because they have like one of the things you do is you really pack one of your meals with protein. And, you know, and so every day is some cool tip. Or some cool video, or her just checking in and saying, talk to me. And I find myself weirdly just bucking it. But I really do think that it has something in my psyche as far as I'm worried about failing and actually letting somebody know that. And I think on some level, I'm worried about jinxing this. And so I'm just holding it in because I'm afraid to let that go.
Okay. Okay. I understand that. So what we're going to do, well, I'm going to check out and see if it's something I can afford to start too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if it is, then that'll help because then you and I can yeah. help. I think part of your problem too is you're so independent that it's hard for you to be accountable to anybody.
Ooh, that's true.
And you're feeling accountable to her.
That could be.
And I think that's
ooh,
probably.
Oh, you talk like you know where I'm coming from then. Do you experience that?
I have problems. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do sometimes have problems with communication, but I also have I have a great idea. I've always had a knack for reading people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So with, you know.
That's helpful.
And knowing you.
Yeah, that's true.
Too. That, you know. You've always been independent. You don't have anybody in your life that you have to be accountable for. So this is the first person
in a long time.
In a long time that you've had to be accountable to. And it could be partly from past experiences. Maybe you're afraid you're going to, you know, that now that you have somebody to be accountable to, that you're going to, I don't know if you have something in your past that you've felt like you've failed them.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
So I think that's one of the reasons I like not having like a super close, you know, like live-in family because I'm not letting anybody down. If I make a choice, it's my choice. It's my consequences.
Right.
I can work that out.
You can handle it. Yeah.
I can, even if it's bad, I can work it out.
I think you're going to rock this.
I hope so. I will.
I do. I will. No, I really do. If do you think her contacting you every day is going to make it?
It's going to make it hard to derail off of.
Is it that? Or do you think it might cause anxiety to a point where you might end up failing because you're setting yourself up for it? Do you think she'd bother you into that? I mean,
No, I don't experience that kind of anxiety. I know, I do realize there's people that do.
Right.
But that's not going to be my track.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I think you can do it then.
Which I'm lucky.
So, you know, do you answer her at all or do you just ignore it?
I'll show you right now. I'm not fantastic about answering back. All right, let's see here. I'll pull this up. Let's see here. Yeah, I've been really terrible. Okay, so I did send her an image. I didn't text her. I didn't actually text her, but I sent her back an image of what I was eating.
Okay.
Which actually, this food is all really good. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've actually truly enjoyed eating everything that I ordered.
Oh, nice.
But see, so I
guess. Yeah, she sends you, like, a booklet. Her messages are like a booklet, guys.
And you can see I didn't answer
right,
from between.
Right, right,
And so you see, I didn't answer between.
Right, right. Wow, she does send you booklets.
But you know, it's all.
But she's like, sending you like ways to help out with it.
Ways to not fail. Ways to not let myself down. So, you know, like I think you're right. I need to realize maybe that there's some independence. I didn't even look at it that way, but maybe there's some independence in me that's bucking
any type
being accountable to somebody I could let them down or let myself down.
Right.
That would make sense with kind of the worries of failure that I had. Right. That would make more sense. Do you ever find yourself like so independent you have a hard time communicating like with your boss, with your family?
Yes.
You run into that too. Okay. So it's not just
easy.
Me.
No.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay.
Gosh, no.
Okay.
It's even hard sometimes in a marriage, you know?
Oh,
you're
yeah?
so used to doing something one way, like even like with us, you know, I'm so used to doing just about everything for our littlest one. And so when my husband comes in and does something out, I get a little pissy. Because I'm
really?
Like, well, yeah, because I'm like, no, I've got this whole planned out on how things are supposed to be with him to keep him on a routine or whatever. And, you know, like if he says something, because I'm so used to it just being me, then I'm like, this is my territory. I want to piss all over it because I'm like, no.
So, okay, yeah. On the good side, I don't feel like pissing all over this. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I feel that worry, I guess, that I'm going to fail her or fail myself, but I don't feel irritated. But then again, I don't have anybody in my family life that I'm trying to communicate with that. So maybe if I had somebody in my family life, maybe I would feel that. Maybe I would feel like
irritated,
my territory? Is someone, and maybe if I worked a traditional job, I could see myself feeling that way in a traditional job.
But you don't. So
no,
you've got
which
so many,
it was better
for
my personality because I am a go-getter.
Right.
I like to own what I'm doing.
Right.
And I knew that about myself, which is why I created my own work.
Right. Right. Truly. Yeah.
And I communicate with my clients great. Like I have like this understanding of how they want to be communicated with. But then again, it's business. I love business. You know, I haven't had
that's a whole
like,
different story.
It
though.
Is.
It really is.
And I haven't had like a successful relationship in like 2.5 years. And I could see the community, like the Colombian guapo that I'm talking to.
Yep.
You know, I actually find myself bucking communication a little bit there. He has to actually remind me probably once a week at this point to talk to him every day.
Are you still talking to him?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, he's actually talking about. He's going to be here, I think, in November, I think he said.
Oh, he's coming to visit?
He's coming to visit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can we have him on?
I think he'd be super shy. I'll ask him, though.
We can try. We can try.
We can absolutely try. The worst he can say is,
you know what, though? We can have him on, and we could either really go at him and talk about, you know.
Well, cultural.
Cultural dating type thing.
Yeah. You know what's
or
crazy?
Or health if it comes down to it. But.
Speaking of communication, what's crazy is he is so gorgeous and he shies away from like doing videos of himself.
He doesn't have to do a video. All he has to do is talk. And he's probably got that awesome
I'll play
accent.
You his voice. He does. I'll play his voice all day long.
I know, right?
Air.
Right.
Off air.
Off air. Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to ask and see.
And I don't know if it's a Latin man thing, but he has no problems communicating. He communicates all over the place. If he doesn't like something, he says so right then. And like, I do not have to, I've not wondered yet what he's thinking or where he stands on something because he doesn't swallow feelings. He doesn't swallow irritations. He just lets it out and lets it gone.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is. It's different for me because being like an independent woman, especially like in business, you swallow your feelings. You swallow what you're thinking, you know, because for the good of the clients.
Oh, correct.
You follow those unspoken rules and you put them at ease to the detriment of yourself. Like that is the communication style in business, typically. Now, I do. I'm lucky I have some great clients that I work with who I'm very open with. Voiceover clients specifically, but we've been working together like 8 years. And it is much better for us and our work environment if they can communicate very bluntly what they did and did not like.
I was going to say, you do voiceovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I just had a client who hunted me down. It was so adorable. I'm so happy. They made me so happy.
What voiceovers? What kind of voiceovers?
So I don't know if I can, if I should say their name, but the type are, they do like a whiteboard script. You've seen those animated videos where the person's like writing on a whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to script one of those.
Awesome.
I've done actually all their, I actually went through a provider. I was a voice talent for, this is one of the first companies that ever signed me on. And so then they would have clients approach them and say, hey, I need on hold messages for my job.
Oh.
And you know, it's like the on hold messages. That's like, thanks for calling Christy and Amber. Someone will be with you shortly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
They like all these businesses would come to them contact them if they need these on hold messages, and they would pick one of us voice talents that were listed on the website. So that's actually how this client found me, was through this person a company, it was awesome. They let me cut my teeth on voiceover. I like worked through crazy kinks with my equipment or whatnot. It was pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, it really was. At some point, obviously I raised my rates and the company still kept their rates for me the same. So I had to come to a point where I knew our relationship would be coming to an end. But I'm such a loyal person, Christy.
I know you are.
I'm such a loyal person that I kept them on all the way up until they got bought out.
Oh, wow.
And then once they got bought out, it was the perfect time to transition out.
That would be fun to do voiceovers.
It is. I say it was. It is. And it was fun to do it for them. I enjoyed all the different people. And one client in particular loved me so much that when I transitioned out, they pestered that company until that company gave them my personal information.
Wow. Now, I don't know what all you're allowed to tell, but what type of stuff does this company...
Finances.
And mm-hmm. What do they want you to do?
So I do, and have done for about 2 years now, all of their on-hold messages. So when someone calls, you know, like where you're getting transferred, they actually have several different branches throughout the United States as well. So I do all those on-hold messages for all their different branches across the United States.
Nice.
Yes, it really is cool. And then now it seems as if they are venturing into the world of like online commercials or whatnot, because I'm assuming that's what this whiteboard script was. So which is a really neat idea. It's really smart. You know, online world is really where you can make your money, obviously. I think
right.
You know,
right.
We both have seen that.
Yeah. You know?
But anyway, I digress. They're very blunt with their communication. It always have been since the day that they picked me, like 2 years ago. And it's one of the things that the company that I went through hated. It's one of the things that I, as a talent, loved, because they were extremely upfront about what they liked, like tone wise, what they didn't like, interpretation wise, and I could fix it within the hour and get them back their stuff.
Wow. Yeah. So that's why they liked working with you too.
Because I love the fact that I didn't get offended. I didn't get offended at all. The fact that they were blunt, like at least they told me how they liked it and I could fix it.
Right.
Because I know I'm good enough to give them what they want. I just need to know what they want.
Exactly.
And maybe that's true in relationships, Christy. Like maybe that's why I'm kind of intrigued by Bogota Boy. He tells me exactly what he wants. And
it's probably true.
Easy for me to give it to him.
Right. Yeah, as long as it's not changing yourself.
No, it hasn't been.
You know what I mean?
I feel myself bucking the idea of being more romantic. I've kind of lost that over the years. Because I just, you know, I fought for so long with my ex just keeping him alive that I kind of lost that romantic side of me. So
right. He's
definitely working hard to bring that back out. But I wouldn't say that's changing me. I would say that's uncovering.
Oh,
of man.
What he's wanting, if you want to share.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So he communicated the other day that sometimes I make him feel like just any other person. Because I don't say romantic things and I don't treat him differently than I would treat another man is how he communicated it.
Okay.
And the idea was he doesn't want to talk about the weather, you know, it's fine once in a while, but that's like to him, that shouldn't be an everyday thing.
Okay.
To him, he wanted to know if I was thinking about him. And if I was thinking about him, like, have I thought about when he's here? Have I thought about, like, where we go to the gym together? And he wants to know that kind of stuff. He wants to know that I'm feeling romantic enough to imagine a future with him.
Or imagine anything with him.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of cool because he wasn't looking for anything like sexual or dirty, which, I mean, after like four months.
Imagine.
But after 4 months, I wouldn't have blamed him for trying. Honestly, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, because it has been a long time since you guys have been talking.
Yeah, because May, June, July, August, September. 4 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't have blamed him, but he didn't even approach it like that. He just wanted to know that I was thinking about him.
Important.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's not so much the romance as it is that he wants to feel important.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Wow.
And how interesting is that? Like, I didn't even realize I was treating it mundane. I didn't even realize I was treating him mundane. Because I know I get excited when I hear from him, but I wasn't telling him that. And I know that I feel like, you know, a little flush when I think about the fact that he might visit. Like, I might blush a little bit, I feel like, but I don't tell him that.
Well, that's what it is. That's all it is communicating.
All but about I'm communicating. So independent.
Right. And that's okay. But it's probably not going to be that hard to just give in a little bit more and just say, hey, I'm glad you messaged. I was thinking about you today.
Yeah.
You know,
or and I've been working on
something tiny like that.
Yes.
It's going to make a big difference for him.
I hope so. I mean, it seems to have so far, because this was like last week, I think, 2 weeks ago, last week. I'm losing track of my days.
Me too.
And he seems like he's responding well to, because I told him the other day I was thinking to myself and wondering what gym we would go to when he comes and visits. And he seemed pleased with that. He seemed to like that. So I think but maybe that makes him feel important, you know, cause it's like, oh, I'm spending my time with him.
Right.
Cause gym is super important for him, actually.
Well, not only that, but have you thought about what you would do? What kind of things you guys would do when you
here? Yeah, I've thought about that a lot, but I'm not going to share it right now.
I'm not talking about this sexually. But
if you'd seen this man, you've been thinking about it too.
Right. Right. I'm not sure if you want to share that, if you're ready to share that with him yet, but, you know, other things besides that you know, like a special place you want to take him or a place.
Yes. So I was telling him actually about some of my doggy walks that I do, and I'd love to like be able to walk and talk with them. I was telling him actually about our bike trails and our run trails, just because he talks about fitness so much. And I'm not a huge fitness buff, but there are some aspects of it I enjoy. So I would enjoy taking a walk with him.
Right.
I would enjoy.
At least you have a couple months to get yourself ready to,
I guess,
to be able to do that. Girl. Because I'd be like,
I got to get it together.
Yeah. At this point, if I was you, or if it was me in that situation, I'd be like, damn, really? Do we have to go do that right now? Because exercise is the last thing I'm thinking about.
You know. But, yeah, I know, right?
But,
you know, I have to find that balance.
Endurance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I have to find the balance. That's really more important, because if I go too fast, too hard with the whole, like, romantic and things I'm thinking about, it's disingenuous.
Right.
Like, it's not really me. That's not real life. We both have, like,
busy. If you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he's asking for.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's all you have to do at this point, you know, is just let him know, hey, you know. Hey, I was thinking about you today, or hey, I was thinking, I saw this one thing, this restaurant that I think you would enjoy. So when you get here, we have definitely got to hit it.
Oh.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you see something in the meantime, and that would be genuine. If you're between now and then, if there's something that you see, like you pass by someplace and you're like, oh gosh, we got to go there. Or, hey, we got to do that. Then.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I'll have to work on that.
Right.
Because we got 10 minutes left.
Yes. Yes.
Before I need to scoot. I need to go. My Airbnb life has gone crazy, guys. And I'm so sorry. I feel like I've done more talking than Christy today. Christy, in the next 10 minutes, what I really want to know is, I've done all the talking here. What about you? Like, you've given me some really good advice for communicating better. Like, I was just asking before we came on, when was the last time you and your husband went on a date? And I don't think either of you guys could answer that.
No, we cannot.
Okay.
It is so hard for us. Because,
why?
We have older kids. Mm-hmm. They all work.
Okay.
So,
and you got one younger one.
And we have one younger one. There's 11 years difference between our third child and our fourth child. So,
except mama needs attention.
Mama does. And mama and daddy need to do stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And we never get a chance to. And part of the problem is we don't really have family that is, we have family. Well, mainly he has the family. My mom passed away. Mm-hmm. My sister, I have no idea where she's at. But the rest of my family is in Texas and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have family that can watch him.
I know he has like family that's close to you guys.
He does.
That you could wear down
We've tried a couple of family members, and it's just a couple of family members that are probably that we are close to
mm-hmm.
have kids of their own, and it's already hard enough with them with their own kids, let alone, I mean, it's only one child, but they always have other stuff going on.
Mm.
And the grandparents.
So what about an external babysitter then?
The one that we had that was pretty good
mm-hmm.
Is up in Michigan now in college.
No.
Yes. She just went this fall. So that's about, you know, we don't really know anybody else that has a child.
I'm about to make a Facebook post. I'm about to make a Facebook post right now.
That could watch him. So, because we really need to, at least maybe twice a month. Would be nice if there's any possible way that we could actually do stuff together. Because it's hard for us. We're stuck in this rut routine where it's
babysitters.
I do what I need to do. He does what he needs to do. But we are having a problem coming together to do stuff for us.
Yeah. And that eventually that wears on your marriage.
It does.
And that wears on communication.
It does.
I mean, that probably right there is the unraveling point. Because like when both of you have to be independent then, right?
Yes.
That means that you're not coming together.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah. Mama's hoo-ha needs a little love. And to get a little love, we may have to find you a babysitter so you can get back on that communication train.
Yeah, that is so true. Because we do not, you know, and I hate to say it, but grandparents aren't helping out either, you know. Every once in a while, we've been able to have one particular grandparent that has helped out a little bit more, but they travel a lot, so it's hard for them. And the other grandparents mainly deal with their other grandchildren.
Okay.
So it's hard for, you know, they're almost always with them, so it's hard for them to be able to, you know, they're getting older, so it's hard for them to add another grandchild to the mix, you know. So, yeah, it makes it hard.
Man. Okay, well, first things first, I'm going to find you a babysitter.
That would be awesome.
And then once you guys...
Somebody we trust, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, as with any babysitter, you do a background check. You get references.
Right.
And
that's been part of our problem is I've only had people that we know and trust. And there's only really... We've had the same babysitter for years now. And she, like I said, she just graduated and just went off to Michigan for college. So...
But not... Spending time together is not an option.
I know.
It's just not.
And it's affecting us.
Yeah.
Big time.
And I hate to see you sad. And I don't want to see you sad because I know that you love what you have.
I do.
And you haven't had time maybe to communicate that.
No, not at all.
And that makes me sad. So we're going to fix that.
Yeah, we are.
So you're helping me fix mine. I'm going to help you fix yours.
That works. Okay. And then we're going to have to go over this.
I'm going to tell them right now. I'm thinking about them.
There you go. Doing the podcast, thinking about you. We've just talked about you and wondered if you wanted to be on the podcast. No, don't tell you that. But. All right. Well, you know, it's probably about time because Miss Amber has somebody see, she's messaging right now. But Amber does have somewhere to be here shortly.
I do. Dang
so
it.
So we are going to have to wrap this up. And we really didn't even think about a crush-worthy moment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's think speakers. Someone who are great communicators. So like Gary Vee and Simon Sinek. And
gosh.
There's some great communicators out there.
There are.
So, we'll tell you what. You know what? We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to it, okay?
Right.
All right. We'll be back.
All right. So we're back with crush-worthy moments. And it's actually kind of appropriate that mine is, somebody can say his last name right, Gary Vaynerchuk, I believe.
Okay.
So he is this speaker. Well, he's a speaker now, I guess I would say, who uses the F-bomb a lot. And it's kind of amazing. And he has books called, two books called Crushing It. And I'm ogling Christy's pick. Okay. My pick does not look like that shirtless. He's happily married and he is like a business guru. Who is that delicious hunk that you just showed me a picture of?
Corey Craig.
Who is he?
He is young, but hey,
I can see by those abs.
Right? I mean, dang. Oh, he's got the V, ladies. He's got the V. I've seen that. Did you see that? Look at that.
I saw them. He was like the first thing I saw, that pulling muscle down there.
He does the Zen and the Art of Troublemaking on TEDx.
Oh!
So he's probably a bad boy.
Oh, he's probably probably a good bad boy.
Yeah, he probably is a good bad boy.
He's like a... Like
that's kind of who mine is.
Bad boy, I would entertain.
Yes, me too. I could be a cougar.
You absolutely could. You absolutely could. All right, so those are our crush-worthy moments.
Yes.
Christy, will you please remind us, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, you can find us on Twitter at Kiss and Cocktails. And you can also find us at K Cocktails.
It's been at yahoo.com.
I know. It's been forever.
Wait, at Yahoo or Gmail?
Or Gmail. Sorry. Gmail. You're right. Gmail. People, Gmail. I have so many damn emails.
Oh my God.
I have to keep track of.
We need to go to this day is just crazy. Well, so listen. So we won't have an episode for 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm going to be in Paris and then Scotland. I'm very excited. I'm going to see where J.K. Rowling has actually created Harry Potter.
Oh, nice.
I'll get to see the Eiffel
Tower.
Pictures. Oh, yeah. You guys get ready for a ton of pictures. We're going to hit you with. But in the meantime, it's going to be 2 weeks. So,
yes.
I mean, my bad. If you guys don't like it, freaking
kiss our cocktails.